Unit 8. Reading.
Chasing sleep. You are feeling snug under the covers. Your head is resting comfortably on a soft pillow. Your breathing is deep and regular. A warm and fuzzy feeling envelops you as sleep restores your body and mind. But in an instant, that restful state is shattered by a screaming alarm clock or a parent shouting at you to wake up. It's a feeling we all know and hate. The moment of waking when the only thing we want to do is sleep. Sleep is a strange phenomenon. When we look forward to something or are anxious, sleep escapes us. When we are feeling down, sleep is the best medicine. We treat it as a luxury when we are able to sleep in on a Sunday morning. But sleep is more important than that. Sleep is a basic biological necessity that all living creatures need, and getting enough sleep is vital for our physical and mental well-being. During sleep, many important bodily functions and brain activities occur. Good quality sleep helps us think more clearly, function better, and enjoy life more fully. Lack of it can cause serious problems. Sleep helps the brain to remember new information, and lack of sleep can cause memory and concentration problems that make learning difficult and lead to poor academic performance. Sleep loss can also cause anger, sadness, moodiness, impatience, depression, and other psychological problems. In addition, insufficient sleep leads to drowsiness and an increased risk of accidents. Finally, sleep loss affects health. It can damage the body's immune system, which leads to more frequent illnesses and can also ruin your figure by causing weight gain, because a person who needs sleep is more likely to crave unhealthy junk food. So, how much sleep do you need each day to stay healthy? That changes over the course of your life. Although the amount varies from person to person, there are some general recommendations for different age groups. Babies need up to 18 hours a day. Toddlers need up to 14 hours. School-age children require up to 11 hours. Teens need 9 to 10 hours a day to maintain full alertness, while adults, including the elderly, require less, about 7 to 8 hours a day. Teenagers, however, have different natural sleep patterns to adults. When puberty begins, bedtimes and waking times change. Research from University College London, Oxford and Harvard has shown that teenagers go to bed later and naturally wake between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. This pattern, known as the adolescent time shift, continues until the body clock starts to change at the age of 21, when adult sleep patterns take over. However, biology is only one of the reasons for teen sleep patterns. Other factors include less strict attitudes to bedtimes by parents and the use of computers, gaming devices, and mobile phones, all of which keep teens awake and use up sleep time. Because of early school starts, teens are unable to get the 9 to 10 hours of sleep they need. Teachers report that students display an inability to concentrate and often yawn or fall asleep at their desks. So what can be done to help sleepy teens? One revolutionary idea has already been put into practice. In the US, several schools are now starting the school day later. The result? Academic performance and attendance have improved. Sleeping in class has declined, and so has depression. In London, the UCL Academy adopted a 10 a.m. start time after research showed that teenagers do not fully wake up until mid-morning. At UCL, students arrive at 10 a.m. but leave at 5:30 p.m. This has brought positive results, with students turning up alert, ready to learn, and focused. Understandably, students are in favour of the later start time. They say they are able to eat a good breakfast and read through lessons before school starts. The positive results of later school start times cannot be denied. Perhaps all schools should adopt this schedule, which allows for a good night's sleep and has obvious benefits for health and learning.